You're listening to Just In with Nick's Notes with Justin Valentine and Nick Lundberg on 760 WJR.
And welcome back, everyone, to Just In with Nick's Notes. I'm your co-host, Nick Lundberg. And today we have a very special guest on the show, Brad Galley, host of the Brad Galley Show on YouTube, to talk a little bit about some huge Red Wings news, some big Tigers news going on with the All-Star game just happening this week. Brad, thank you so much for joining the show this Friday night. I appreciate it.
Nick, everybody in town, first of all, thank you. Everybody in town should know that you have been, you are, and I anticipate you will be one of the hardest working dudes around. So it's fun to finally jump on with you, and love listening and excited to talk about this great sports town and everything happening in it with you.
Well, I'm definitely just trying to follow your footsteps, and I'm so grateful we can have you on. So thank you, Brad. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
And just to get started, obviously the big news of the week, Steve Yzerman will be transitioning his role with the Red Wings from general manager. This decision was announced on Wednesday by Chris Illich. And I just want to get your initial reaction to this news. I guess, are you surprised by the timing of this announcement? Obviously, with the Dylan Larkin trade request coming about a month or so ago, we're, you know, getting into the offseason. We've had some couple of free agent signings. What do you think of the timing of this news? And what do you think of, you know, how this will, you know, develop into going into the offseason for the rest of the summer for the Red Wings?
Yeah, I think at the end of the season, if you had told all of us that Yzerman was going to transition upstairs, there'd be very little surprise. And Wednesday, when the news came down, I don't think there was a ton of surprise that the move was made. But to your point, it's the timing of letting Yzerman proceed with the draft and with free agency and handling the trade request. What this team did in his tenure was sadly a bit of a disappointment. He never put a timeline on getting into contention, but they never made the playoffs. And you don't have to point the finger just at him, nor do I think you should. He's a great leader. He's one of the most iconic figures in this great sports town. But when you watch teams around the league make trades and get into cup contention and win Stanley Cups during his tenure, I think you look back and wonder if the pro scouting could have been different, if they could have swung some bigger trades. And I think that's where frustration really started to lie with this fan base and ultimately pushed Chris Illich to make the decision.
And you mentioned, you know, making some of those big trades. Dylan Larkin, obviously the big news of the offseason besides, you know, this Steve Yzerman news was his request. And that kind of, you know, affected, it feels like it affected the timeline of, you know, moving Steve Yzerman on. And then you've had rumors of DeBrincat also being on the trade block as well. Now that this move is official, that Steve Yzerman will no longer be the GM and that they will be looking for someone else to fill his shoes, how do you see their futures playing out? Obviously, the team has a couple of, you know, good young players in Lucas Raymond and Mo Sider, and then they've got a couple prospects that Yzerman drafted that are kind of on the way up and have some potential. Where do you see kind of the old guard at this point of the team with Dylan Larkin and Alex DeBrincat? How do you see their future, you know, playing out this offseason?
That's the million-dollar question. I think I always compare it to this. When you see an NFL coach, we've watched with the Lions over the years, Jim Schwartz was tough as nails, was hard on players, was hard on the media, was the smartest guy in the room. That didn't work out. So what did the Ford family, the Lions ownership do? They went and got the opposite in Jim Caldwell. Okay, so he was soft, he was warm, a good football mind, but was a leader and stepped back and wasn't as aggressive with the media, was a player's coach. That didn't work out. So then what do you go do? You go back to that really hard, tough as nails. Let's get somebody in there that's going to whip these guys into shape and get Matt Patricia. Well, that certainly didn't work out. So what do you need? You need a leader of men. You need somebody that's going to galvanize. The back and forth, that's the analogy I'm trying to make. Yzerman wanted to draft and develop. And in the NHL, in the salary cap era, it was foolproof for so long. If you drafted and developed, you'd have to wait 10 years to contend with the core you built. They didn't get lottery luck. They didn't get a ton of top prospects. He drafted really well early with Mo Sider and Lucas Raymond, like you mentioned. But past that, we're waiting to see anybody hit. Now, to his disservice, they didn't have the lottery luck. But you're asking about DeBrincat and about Larkin. And you call them the old guard. And it's funny we see them like that. But in NHL years, they probably still each have 2-3 years firmly in their prime. I think the window's still open for them to contend if you can convince both of those guys to come back. that's a big act to do, because you're going to have to do it now with a new general manager and with a new vision, and you have to do it, you would think, relatively soon. Brinkett's still under contract. Larkin's still under contract, but their term and what you can do with it, the window's also there to negotiate with them to say, listen, with DeBrinkett, to negotiate an extension, with Larkin, negotiate the staying power, saying we're going to go and swing this. What I'm saying, I think they go get a general manager that's more willing to swing trades. After watching Yzerman draft and develop, I think they'll go get a leader that's eager to make more moves. And it wouldn't surprise me if they keep DeBrinkett around and they go insulate him with more veteran talent. Because in today's NHL, we just saw it with the past few Stanley Cup winners, you make trades to win that cup and get over the hump, because just drafting and developing isn't getting it done anymore.
Definitely. And I feel like at this point of the trade talks, you know, when you make stuff public like this, I think that kind of, you know, lowers the amount of leverage a team has, and especially the way that Larkin has gone about asking, you know, for to go to these top tier teams with, you know, maybe they don't have as much prospects as you'd like to get in return. That could affect how you view where you end up sending Dylan Larkin, or if you end up sending him anywhere at all. And the fact that their relationship with Yzerman might change now that Yzerman is no longer the general manager.
Yeah, man, I'm just being honest. I don't want to cover another rebuild. Is that fair? Selfish step aside. I mean, I think there's enough talent on this team. We saw them, you know, 12 points within the playoff picture. The Olympic break, 7 points clear of it. I hate to say this because they are. If you watch the playoffs, you see how far away they are from cup contending. But I think they're a couple of trades away from being a contender. And that's a huge if. It's a big if, like, to make the assumption that they're going to find the right two pieces. But, Nick, we've watched it, man. We've watched it in different eras across hockey, and we've watched it recently. The Florida Panthers saw Matthew Tkachuk, went and got him, and won back-to-back cups. It happens in the NHL. The Colorado Avalanche saw pieces that they needed to add to their incredible core, and they're in contending status for a long time. Heck, the Tampa Bay Lightning, where Yzerman was, he was making trades to insulate that core. And maybe he didn't see Dylan Larkin as part of that core, but I would have to imagine that the consideration of still seeing Dylan Larkin as a part of the core will be there with Chris Illich and the new general manager, even if Steve Yzerman is around. We'll see.